See this question. Can you tell us how to get saved? That's a very important question. You know, in the Bible, there is at least 9 people that ask this question. I'll be only going into 3 of them. And you're sitting here today, I don't know everybody of you in here, how many of you are unsaved. You know, you and the Lord. I don't. I'm not here to judge. But if you never ask this question, just pay attention. First of all, we go to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. And we'll see the first person ask this question. Nobody told him to do that. That was all of his own will. Chapter 10, verse 17. And when he was gone, that's Christ, forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" What a question. Imagine a young man asking this question to the Savior. Even he didn't believe that. Because by the answer Christ gave him on the next verse, you know why he said that. That's what Jehovah's Witnesses really like this verse. Look at what Jesus says. And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God." See, I told you Jesus is not God. He's saying that. That's what Jehovah's Witnesses told me. They use this verse. Do you know why Jesus answered this way to this man? Because he didn't call him Messiah. He didn't call him Christ. He said, "Good master." He didn't believe he was Christ. So he got a response. There's no other explanation for that. "Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and thy mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all this have I observed from my youth." Good man. Then Jesus behold him and lo him. That looks like he was really a good man. The other gospel didn't say this, what Mark is saying in verse 21. He loved him. But then Christ knew exactly where is his weak spot. We all have. Do you know that the devil never tempts me to drink beer or wine? You know why? Because I hate this stuff. So the devil doesn't even bother with me. He knows other things that I like. Getting upset very soon. And upsetting my wife because I'm getting upset. People, the Bible said not to be angry. So I have that weakness sometimes. Other things, bad thoughts. I presume nobody in here have bad thoughts. It's only me. But that's sin. So that's where the devil goes. And the devil knew exactly also this man. And Christ knew also. "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way." Can you imagine here this word from Jesus Christ? "Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give it to the poor." And look this one. "And thou shalt have treasures in heaven." You hear that from Christ saying that. Wow. "And come, take up thy cross and follow me." That's a bit hard. Usually those people who have to do that in Jesus' time, they finish like a martyrs. But anyway, the part of the treasure in heaven, that was good. "And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions." Now, I'm not speaking against rich people. I wish I had them more in my church. There's nothing wrong to be rich. It's the love of money. That's the trouble. Now, nowhere the Bible says anything about this young man again. I could not find any reference. If this young man ever have another opportunity like this one. Nobody told him to go there and do what he did. On his own. You ask somebody to accept Christ and come here, they won't come. Now this man, nobody told him. He went there. I presume there were thousands of people going with Jesus. He just came buzzing there in the front and kneeled and asked this question. That wasn't bad at all. It's what he did after wasn't good. Now let's see another one. He actually believed in the Messiah. Next one. Go with me a bit backward. Matthew 27. Hey, another man popped a question. Matthew 27, verse 22. Pilate said unto them, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" Well, he's calling him the right name. Christ, the Messiah. Christ means Messiah. Was the question wrong? No. And actually, this man, this king, have three options. He could have let Jesus go. He had the power. His wife warned him. Have nothing to do with that man. He's a just. He could have received him as a savior. Or he could have given him to be crucified, which he did. But he asked the right question. At least he asked, what shall I do with Christ? Jesus called the Christ. Well, let's go to the third one. As soon as I tell you the passage, you know who I'm talking about. Acts chapter 9. Don't raise your hands, but I know that you all know who I'm talking about. Acts chapter 9. At Saul's conversion. Verse 6. And he, that is Saul, that the lady was called Paul, trembling and astonished, say, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Now, you know all the story. I presume you know. I can never say it in Paraguay like that or Argentina. You know all the story. No, nobody knows. You have to explain that all the story of Saul. So then I have to preach really long. But you know the story of Saul. Saul was a religious man, like many Paraguayans. Really religious, fanatic. But he was persecuting Christ. And because we have so many apostles and apostolas in South America, they use this passage telling that Saul was not an apostle. Do you know the requirement to be an apostle? How many of you know the requirements to be called an apostle? Can we have apostles in our days? No. Requirements are that you have to see Christ physically with your eyes and be called by him. Then you are an apostle. And they point out to this verse, to this passage, and say, Saul never saw Christ. What a liar. He actually was fortunate not to die because he saw Christ already glorified. That's why he became blind. He saw Christ. And he heard the voice of Christ. So he qualifies to be an apostle. But not the one, false one that we have now in South America. A lot. I don't know. Do you have them in Australia also? So a lot of churches, they have apostles in South America and apostolas, females. The wives. They are apostles too. Well, that's how we are now. Now this man, Saul, he was persecuting in ignorance. He thought that he was going there. He was very, very Moses' law, so he was trying to fulfill them up to the point. He never heard Christ saying, it is done. When Christ said, it is done in the cross, that's it. You can do nothing else. A lot of people, before they get saved, they don't want to get saved. You know what? Especially in South America, I hear that. Well, will you like to accept Christ? No. Why? Because I don't know if I will fulfill. Fulfill what? Well, you won't. I always tell them, what they think, that once you accept Christ, you can never sin again. That's legalism. Nobody can. I wish we can do that. Nobody can. I can. I think I sin every day. Can you have a life that you never sin? Can you reject Christ because you're going to sin again? Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. Read it and you will find out that he forgive you all sins. That means past, present, and future when you accept Christ. Is anybody in this congregation here sitting tonight and you still never ask this question? You could be a child of a good Christian parents. I was 13 years old and I knew for sure that I was saved automatically. My oldest brothers and sisters know. Because that was Catholic Orthodox, so they were baptized in the Catholic Church, and then they have to rebaptize. But I was already born when my dad was Christian, so I thought I was Christian. 13 years old, and I actually have a dream that Christ came and took the church, and I was left behind. When I wake up, somebody told me that dreams only goes for a few seconds. Well, somehow I was also all wet, sweating. It looks like that dream was really long, and 2 o'clock in the morning, I wake up and I'm sure that dad, mom, and all my brothers and sisters went to heaven and I was left behind. And I walked slowly to my sister's bedroom because she always used to read the Bible and pray. She was super holy. I said, if she is there, that did not happen. She heard me coming. And she said, are you sick? I said, no, I'm scared. Scared? Of what? And I told her about the dream. So she said to me, Alex, so you are not safe. I said, why not? I read the Bible more than once because at home it was compulsory reading the Bible. And that's nothing wrong. You can force your kids reading the Bible. That's nothing wrong. I didn't like it, but it helped me now. I know the Bible by memory a lot of verses, because I was young and learned the Bible. So I read the Bible. I used to go to church. I wasn't really obedient. I was quite a rascal, but that's okay. And I thought that I was safe. She said, no. Alex, she said to me, Alex, did you ever tell Jesus Christ that you are a sinner? You're going to hell, and you want to repent of your sin, and you want to go to heaven. And I said, I never said that. I didn't thought that I have to say that. Well, she said, let's do it. We prayed that night, and I was with my dad. We were in the Slavic Baptist Church. Slavic means Ukrainian, Russian. They all come from Europe, and they were in the big. In those churches, baptism plays a big part in salvation. If you accept Christ and you are not baptized, you're still going to hell. That's what I was taught. And I actually was already an adult when I found out it's not true. So then, I got saved in the morning. First thing I said, Dad, I want to get baptized. I don't want to go to hell. And Dad said, you have to tell Brother Jacobo, James, he is the pastor, Russian. I went to him and I said to him on Sunday, I want to get baptized. He said, no, you are too small. I was really small when I was 13. He said, wait until we have more. Oh, I start worrying. I asked my brother, he was 1 year older, Daniel, you want to get baptized? I want to get baptized. I collected 16 people for baptism. That was a good church. A lot of doctrine there. And we have a baptism service. And I was, oh, I'm safe now. Well, that was wrong. I don't judge those people. That's where they come from, Europe. They believe that way. I'm sure they're safe. They are not in hell today. They are in heaven. But that's a wrong doctrine anyway. Baptism is never to be safe. Baptism is for safe people. You have to be safe first and then get baptized. That priest, Lutheran priest, he was so upset that these rich men become Christian that he challenged me for a debate. And I said, I better ring my brother if that's a good idea. I always ask my brother. He's older. He said, you'll be wasting your time, but if you want to, go ahead. I won't be doing it. I went, because there was a good barbecue after that. So I went. And in our debate, at one stage he said to me, you are sending millions of children to hell. I said, why? Because you don't baptize them. Baptism washes away sins. What? And I said, listen, for what sin then Jesus Christ was baptized? Oh, I have to check up. Well, I said, Jesus Christ never sinned. So how? He got baptized. For which sin he got baptized? If baptism washes away sin, then Jesus Christ was a sinner. He went to get baptized. I asked him, do you know why Jesus Christ was baptized? A lot of people said to give us an example. Do you really know why Jesus Christ got baptized? He got baptized just before he performed his first miracle. And he showed the people in the Jordan River how he's going to finish his ministry. He's going to be killed, buried, and rise again. That's why Jesus got baptized. Jesus didn't need to go baptized. We didn't need to do it because he told us to do. But I ask you again, maybe you're sitting in here today and you never thought, you never asked this question yourself. Are you sure you're safe? We haven't got much time to go. I always said, in the Lord's clock, we are in the minute 59. There was a question that the disciples asked Jesus. When is going to be the end times? Now, we never put dates. Don't do that. That's wrong. But he gave a good answer. When you see the fig tree having leaves going on, fruits, you know that the time is near. You know who is the fig tree in the Bible? Israel. The fig tree starts shooting leaves in 1948 when Israel became a nation. I really don't know what else has to happen for Christ to come and take his church. Maybe not all people are saved. They're supposed to be saved. I'll leave it up to the Lord. It's up to him. But we are close. the time are showing. If you are not safe tonight and you want to get safe, you want your, don't go home, see your pastor. Tell him any doubt you have, or some of the deacons that are here always. Go and ask. Don't let it go. That's the most important question that you can do in your life. And then start witnessing to others. Don't stop witnessing. Any opportunity you have, I will never see those people. I'm sure I will never see those people again that I met them going to the waterfall. What will have happened if we just went through? Oh, I will say hello to them and have a little jokes and go. Never spoke to them about Christ. Never let an opportunity go by. Witness to everybody. Give tracts. If you have no idea how to speak, just pass the tracts. Nearly every tract today have the plan of salvation. Do it.